Right now, we bring in Professor Fraud, our good friend from Governor State University, William Cressy. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing just magnificent, sir, on this gorgeous evening here in Chicago, overlooking Navy Pier, where they'll be shooting off fireworks.
They were.
At 9 o'clock.
They will. Are you going to stick around and look at them?
Yes, I am. The wife is with me, and we're going to go to dinner, and then we're going to go watch some fireworks.
You left her in the green room?
Yeah, she preferred it.
Okay, sounds good. We want to talk a little bit about AI voice cloning and these scams that they have.
Yeah.
I mean, really, just generally speaking, AI has been such a marvel for some industries.
Right.
It's a fear for so many people about their jobs. Those are great conversations to have. But undoubtedly, I imagine, for scammers, it has been boom times.
Oh, yeah.
What about it? Why are they able to? What can they do?
It's just so good. I mean, actually, the reason I came into studio today is to make sure that you were real and not AI.
Right. That's good to know.
But they can take some of the old frauds. So many frauds are simply a reconfiguration of the same scheme.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we've had what we call the grandparent fraud, where the grandparent, an elderly person, gets a phone call and they're asked, you know, Grandpa, do you know who this is? Is this Johnny? Oh, yeah.
Sure is, yeah.
Okay. Now, if I'm a scammer, I can go online, find Johnny's Facebook account, YouTube account, whatever, sample his voice, create Johnny's voice, and now I call up Grandpa, and I can create the storyline, especially if on Facebook he says, oh, yeah, I'm going down to Mexico for a couple of days.
Oh, boy.
Grandpa, I'm in Mexico. I'm arrested. You've got to send money right away to this bank account. And it makes it much more credible.
Oh, 100%.
And so we've got the voicings. We had in the New Hampshire primary, somebody did that with Joe Biden's voice. We talked about that last time we were in here. So there's that. In fact, I was at a speaking engagement 2 weeks ago, and an elderly man came up to me and said he was a victim of that himself.
The grandfather scheme
grandfather
or Joe
scheme.
Biden's voice?
yeah, it was the grandfather scheme, yeah. But there's so many other ways it could be done where individuals get ripped off, but businesses can get ripped off big time.
Really?
Yes. There's a little thing called business email compromise fraud. And with that, you use, again, looking at things, getting the voices of the people who are, say, a banker for the bank that company works for.
Mm-hmm.
And they call up someone, and there's actually a process which called grooming where you communicate that person and they trust you then. And then you tell them, oh, by the way, we've changed the account numbers. Send your money to this account number instead. And they rip you off royally.
And this voice stuff is really that good. Because I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, I wouldn't be fooled. You telling me I'd be fooled?
You probably not. This is your business. You've got headphones on right now.
You can just tell me I'd be fooled, Professor.
Yeah, okay,
Fraud.
You'd be fooled. Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not offended.
But if it's again the grandfather or the grandparent fraud, it's sounds just like Johnny, and he is calling from Mexico. I'll give it that.
Give the benefit of the doubt. Okay, so then if I can't tell, and most people can't, or they're in that heightened sense of anxiety because the call is anxiety inducing. Then what's the tip to avoid it? If I can't beat the voice, what do you do?
One, be skeptical of everything. Because first of all, that phone number probably came in from an unknown number, not Johnny's phone. Hopefully they didn't spoof the number. And so be skeptical. If they really are in trouble, okay, they can wait.
Right. For the most part, you're going to be okay calling Johnny, right? Get the phone number.
Exactly. Call Johnny. Call Johnny's parents and say, hey, I got this phone call. What's up? And that, in fact, the gentleman that spoke to me 2 weeks ago, that's what he did. While he was still on the line, he had his wife call the supposed person on the line and talk to them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially if they're telling you, like, because I bet they do. If you say, I got to go verify this, they're going to be like, no, this is your one chance. Have your wife go or your husband go call that person.
And frankly, when they're telling you, no, this is your one chance, try to hurry you up, that is, to me, a big red flag that this is a scam.
I like be skeptical, just generally speaking. I think we're getting better at it,
yeah.
But the scammers are getting better too.
That's true.
What else do we need to know today?
Okay, well, as I say, the AI thing is big. One of the more interesting ones is using AI in various forms to spoof you, to create a false you. You know, there's still prosecutions going on. I had one recently of a gentleman who was creating over 200 green dot bank accounts for elderly people. He was able to steal their identities through various schemes, then file income tax returns for them early on, where they're claiming huge refunds, have the money transferred to these phony bank accounts that were set up in their names, and then draining those accounts, because you could set these things up online.
Right. So they go and they file your taxes first. They probably say you don't make all that much money. You get the refund. The IRS sends the money, and then you don't find out till you file your own taxes.
That's right. And the things like green dot cards and such are wonderful devices, but they have been used for this scheme. This guy got away with about $3 million, opened up 200 accounts.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And just generally speaking, we've got about a minute left. Sure. AI, I mean, they're just making the scammers faster. They're able to mimic things differently. I mean, they are really using this new tool. And, William, we're like, I don't know, 2 years into AI really becoming a part of our lives. Imagine what a couple more years is going to do.
Yeah. It's going to be worse. So what you have to be is always skeptical. Always listen to that little voice in the back of your head that says, yeah, this might be a fraud. It probably is. That little voice, those hairs on the back of your neck are real good guides.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Professor, anything you want to plug here? Got 10 more seconds left.
AI is becoming a real headache in elections. We're seeing it over in Europe where they're spoofing candidates and statements by candidates and things like that. So going into November, be skeptical, be cautious. Take your news from reputable sources like, I don't know, WGN Radio, Radio 720 Chicago.
Love that. Professor Fraud, William Cressy, always good to talk to you, my friend.
Great to be here, sir.
Enjoy the fireworks.